This is the launching of the virtual takeover. Now, I'm going to use, I didn't catch a lot of Mike's show this morning, unfortunately, because of one thing or another. But I know from what I did catch, he absolutely knocked it out of the park with this. I know he made reference to the fact that this is people trying to be launched into the Matrix or trying to make the Matrix something real. He's right, as Mike usually is. And yes, I was going to make mention that, the metaverse is the Borg. But when he launches the metaverse, what color does he walk into when he launches the metaverse? It's blue. I mean, the fact of the matter is that all this stuff is exactly what we have been told. He walks into the blue pill. And the blue pill in the Matrix being the make-believe. And the launching of VR and AR, augmented reality and virtual reality, is the last stage of this virtual takeover. It's the last stage of making sure people are going to be put in the pods. This is how they will convince people to go into these pods, because augmented reality and virtual reality are so convinced. Yeah, in this Facebook ad, when he launches himself into the metaverse, it's blue. That's the transition into the metaverse. You Matrix people will realize the blue pill keeps you inside the Matrix. I mean, for a film that's, 21 years old now, The Matrix is very much going to become a reality with these avatars and this entire foundation of make-believe. Make no mistake that the metaverse is a direct assault on Christianity. It is a direct assault on Christianity. Why is that? Because God created the heavens and the earth. And earth, I'm sorry, I say it like Will Smith. Welcome to Earth, right? God created the heavens and the earth. The physical reality that we live in. And this augmented reality is much like everything else that modernity preaches. And what is that? We can do it better than God. We can make a universe better than God. We can make our own that is superior to what God created. Also, how many of y'all seen that movie Ready Player One? Right? How many of y'all seen that movie Ready Player One? We're more close to a Ready Player One scenario than a Matrix scenario. Well, both of them are the same. But like in Ready Player One, people were poor. And what did they do? They all escaped by going into what? Augmented reality, virtual reality. Everything was based on that. People just sat in there for days. But think about this, ladies and gentlemen. What is the World Economic Forum's goal? Eat in the pod, eat in the pod. Eat the pod, live the bug, right? No. Eat the bugs, live in the pod. And of course, all of us go, you're not going to want to live in the pod because you're going to... Not if you have augmented reality. Not if you have virtual reality as your escape. Also, do you think it's going to be easier to convince people to eat? Well, I'm getting ahead of myself here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at CrusadeChannel.com. This segment's brought to you by the Founders Trading Post at Shop.MikeChurch.com, books, DVDs, cigars, the Creon Disacricor flag, the Revolt t-shirt, and more. Get them, Shop.MikeChurch.com, Shop.MikeChurch.com. So let me focus on this. I got so much to say on this stuff. I got to try and categorize my thoughts. You have that two-tier society. One part of society is embracing tech, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, the make-believe world, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Think about that. 12 years ago, the Marvel Cinematic Universe launched. This idea of an alternate universe that people could get involved in and believed in was launched. Launched by Disney. So everybody got used to this idea of an alternate universe, a universe you can get yourself lost in. There's that. You have that society, which is careening towards it, which would be more than happy to live in a pod because they'll be augmented and go wherever they want. Well, Rick, people won't ever eat bugs. Remember what Cypher said in the first Matrix movie. Remember what Cypher said in the first Matrix movie when he was having the dinner with Agent Smith? And he takes that piece of steak and he goes, I know this piece of steak isn't real, but the Matrix is going to tell me that this is a delicious, succulent, ripe steak. And then he eats the steak and he says, man, ignorance is bliss. How do you think they're going to transition to make people eat the bugs and the GMO food? Because it's all going to be literally IV intravenously pushed. Man, woo! Folks, I have gone off the deep end and I am in full Alex Jones mode. So strap on in and enjoy it. Oh, come on, man. Why did my internet freeze when I needed to get my Alex Jones quote up? Boo. Boo to all of you. This is ridiculous. Not all of you. Boo to the internet.
You wanted to overrun us and poison us and take our families and kill us? We'll die, not us!
So, once you're augmented and once you're sitting in your pod, but your mind is tricked because you will be in virtual reality. You will be in augmented reality. It will fool you into thinking the things you're doing are real. We see this today with people getting lost in video games. Expansive video. And I'm not blaming video games. I'm not saying that. I'm saying people are being trained in that regard. People will be fed via DoorDash in the Biden plan yesterday where they'll cook for you. They'll just deliver you your square protein meal, and you will ingest it, and the augmented reality, the virtual reality, will tell you, oh, look, this is turkey. This is scrambled eggs. Enjoy it. It's the pacification of civilization, right? Very Jesse Jackson. It's the pacification of civilization. It's the pacification of our civilization, and how many people are going to line up for it? Think about the movie Avatar and how much money it made. Why? Because it was this groundbreaking special effects, groundbreaking virtual reality. We had people who were sad. Let me see if I can look this up real quick. I just thought about this. People being sad after seeing Avatar because they got so immersed. They got so immersed within the movie Avatar that they were sad to leave the movie theater because they wanted to what? They wanted to stay. That's why Avatar made $1 billion, not because the script was any good, but because people got lost in the visual technology. Especially since we've been programmed to sit in front of a couch or sit on a couch in front of a TV and let the pretty colors wash over us. The metaverse is dangerous. The metaverse is an assault on Christianity, and it is the virtual takeover. This is a huge deal, and everybody's too lost making fun of life model decoy Zuckerberg and his silly little announcement and not realizing how much danger most of the population and the population of kids in school. That's why they've been using, that's why Google has been handing out virtual reality, what are they, boxes or whatever, to every school they can find because they're training people to do it. I don't know what they're really after. If I did that, I'd probably be on InfoWars with Alex Jones. I don't know what they're after. I know they're after a docile civilization. We can say that. And this is the easiest way to do it. Right? We live in a virtual civilization, which is why it's so groundbreaking with Free Farm Friday. And what is the revolt? Homesteading. What is the revolt? Getting into the real world. What is the revolt? Going to mass, Latin masses, or your church services, integrating with people, fighting back against this virtual takeover that is taking place right now. It is the most important announcement in the history of the internet because Facebook wants to rip the current internet as possible out from under our feet and rebuild it in the guise of the metaverse. And who controls the metaverse? Mark Light Model Decoy Zuckerberg and the Alphabet Soup at Google. They control it. And I know Mike was hitting on this. Vaccine passports, digital passports are the only way. Cryptocurrency will now be the only method of currency. Folks, we already have been. But this is the crystallization of this two-tier society. Literally, we keep talking about the Amish. We are heading in that direction where one society is nothing but technology and the other society is nothing but the 1930s, the 1920s. One of technology and one of not. Guess what? We are absolutely approaching City of God, which is homesteading, families, real life, communities, growing your own food, building your own things, taking care of your neighbor, and City of Man, which is the metaverse. And we have given up our ability to think. That's very correct. People are more than happy to strap on a pair of goggles and get lost. Especially, I mentioned the MCU. One of the first metaverses, I'm telling you, one of the first multi-metaverses is going to be, you could be a character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. How many soy boys are going to sign up for that? Oh, I want to go be Spider-Man. Whee! And get lost in it. Lost in make-believe. And you know what another metaverse is going to be? Harry Potter World. And people are going to sign up for that one so they can go play Quidditch. Yes, I know these things, unfortunately. Popular culture has been set up within specific universes. Notice that? Harry Potter universe, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, DC. And the only reason they couldn't do it is because their executives were too stupid to figure it out to create their own. And we are at that point. We are at that point. All of this technology is going straight towards this. This idea. People get lost on Twitter. How many people think Twitter is real life? How much of a leap is it is for them? Yeah. I just kind of came up on that on the fly, Schaefer. Theme parks have set us up. The Disney universe. Right? And then for the sickos out for us, go to the horror universe. The John Carpenter. They're going to corporatize this entire thing. You're going to sign up through Amazon, and part of your Amazon subscription, you're going to be able to access the Marvel Universe, or the Disney Universe, or the DC Universe. I want to be Batman today. I'm Batman. And people are going to line up for it. This announcement, while being ridiculed, is the most important announcement in the history of the internet. Because it is a signal that the internet that you and I know, that you and I are using, is going to be gone. And they are going to rebuild this. They're going to rebuild it. And it is a direct challenge of God. They're going to rebuild it in the image of themselves. It is another spit in the face of God. First part, they can create a universe better than God. B, they're going to make it in their own image, which is another spitting in the face of our Lord. And it is all designed for it. People think that this is crazy, but you wouldn't have figured this 2 years ago, the things that have happened that are happening now.